Today's daf is daf Samech Gimel. We got to the last few lines of Samech Beis. Amud Beis, we're always going through the drushes of how we know one pays kefil. We had a klal, prato, klal. So Gemara is in the midst of discussing this klal, prato, klal. And we said the different pratim that are mentioned in the pasuk. Just to repeat the pasuk, it says, Al kol davar pesha is the klal, al shor, al chomer, al se, al salma. We learn from each of those things to exclude karkaos, to exclude avadim, to exclude sharos. So now the Gemara says we're five lines up from the bottom of Samech Beis Amud Beis. Ima haprat mefurash, just like the prat, the specifics that are mentioned are davar shenivleso nivles mitame b'magav masa. That if it were to be, if the shor or chamor or se are dead, they're nivelos. So if one were to touch it, they become tame, and if one were to carry it, they'd become tame as well. Even if they wouldn't touch it, let's say they carry it in a basket where they wouldn't be touching it, the mass itself makes them tame. So too, af kol davar shenivleso mitame b'magav masa. So too, only other items that when become nevelos, one would be metame, only those things one would have to pay kefil on. Aval, ofos lo. But by a bird is not metame bimaga uvimasa. So if one were to steal a bird, let's say, one would not have to pay kefil, because it's not similar to these pratim. So the Gemara says, umi matzis amris hachi, could you really say that? V'hasal maksiv. Remember, there's a fourth detail mentioned. The fourth example is a salma. A salma is a shirt of some sort, some piece of clothing. That's not that's not an animal. So salma must be coming to include even things that are not metame, such as ofos, that one would have to pay kefil on. So the Gemara says, Amri, anan bibali chayim kaminim. You're right, other objects are subject to kefil. But in the world of animals, only animals that are similar to those three of chum or shor and se, namely that the nevelas mitame b'maga masa, only those are chayv kefil. But an animal such as a bird that's not mitame b'maga uvamasa, one would not have to pay kefil. So the Gemara says, and Ema, continue on. So again, ana am bibali chayim kaminim. And Ema, I would say, bibali chayim davar shenivlesa mitame b'maga masa in, however, davar she'ein nivlesa mitame b'maga masa, an animal that does not mitame, lo, I would say there is no kefil on. So fine, that's the Gemara says. Why? Deha kochad v'chad klal uprat ba'apei nafshe darshinan le aval ofos lo. When you have a klal where there's multiple pratim singled out, we view them each as independent klal uprat, and we're excluding ofos from this. So just look at Tosfos, rather Rashi in the top here. Rashi says, deha kochad v'chad klal uprat Va'ape nafshe darshinale, says Rashi Klomer. In other words, hecha de'ika prati yisera, when you have extra pratim, kochad v'chad marbikein didei. Each one is including something similar to that prat. Velo darshin and kula b'hadei hadadei, we don't view them all as one package. V'lehevei kein a prat, disam al rabos bali chayim, shein of leisun mitumasa, kidam al kaman. What's going on here is as follows. If you view all four pratim together, so then Salma, you're trying to figure out what's that grouping we're trying to include as kefil. So then you would say anything that's a shor, chum, or se, and like a Salma, that also things that are not animals are also included in that all kefil would be included. But what we're telling here now is that we view each klal prat separately. There's klal prat on the shore. Teaches us only things that are tame magumasa. Klal prat on shore, same klal of metame magumasa. A third klal prat of se, Mitame Magamasa, and then there's a fourth prat of Salma. Nothing to do with animals. We view it as independent klal prat, teaching us that objects are chayv and kefil, and that has no bearing on the other types of animals. Again, since we're viewing them each as four independent klal prat. So that's what the Gemara is suggesting right now. And at this point, so we would therefore say, aval ofos lo. When it comes to birds, there's no reason to include birds based on the four klal prats, and one would not have to pay kefil on birds. So Gemara says, Imkain, if that's the case, if we're viewing them as four independent klal prats, nichtov rachmana chad prata. Why do we have three different klal prats that are pretty much saying the same thing? We have one klal prat of shor, then one with se, then one with chamor, all teaching me the same halacha of only a bal chayim that's metame magu masa, there's one pe keflan. That's repeating itself three times over. So Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because, hey, nichtov rachmana, there's no one singular animal that can really capture what we're trying to accomplish here. Why? E kasarachmana shore. If we just wrote shore as the one example of animals, hava mina would have thought karv legavim mizbech in shein karv legavim mizbech lo. Only an animal such as a shore that can be brought on the mizbeach is chayv and kefil. But if a person stole a donkey, then maybe one wouldn't have to pay kefil. So therefore, you have to include chamor. V kasarachmana chamor hava mina kadosh bebechora in shein kadosh bebechora lo. only animals that are kadosh b'bechor, such as a chamor or any other bechor behema tahora, would be subject to kefil. But other animals, let's say a gamal, which there is no, or a sus that has no bechor, maybe they wouldn't be kefil by those animals. So that's why you have to mention the other animals. So imkain, if that's the case, nichtarachmana shor v'chamor. Teach one kosher animal and one non-kosher animal, and you're going to have all the animals included. Selamli, what's the need for said? That one's certainly extra. Shmamina la suye ofos, it must be coming to include birds. So therefore we know all animals and all objects are subject to kefil. The only exceptions are, again, karka, shtar, and avadim. The Gemara says, wait a second. Maybe you could say, ema la suye ofos tahorim, dumya dese. So maybe only kosher birds should be included, because kosher birds are similar to a seh. How? Dimitame begadim abes ablia. Because just like a seh, when the seh is a nevela, that nevela is metame a person. So to a kosher bird that's dead, when a person swallows it, bebeis abliya, when he swallows it, metame his begadim. Aval, however, when it comes to ofos temeim, the lesbeh tuma, a non-kosher bird that's dead, is not metame anybody, even if he eats it. The lo metame begadim abeis abliya lo. Maybe that should not be included in the word seh. Again, seh only includes things that are similar to it, namely kosher birds, that they're both tame. Something that's not similar, meaning a non-kosher bird, there is no tumah by, should not be included in the details of kefil. To which the Gemara says, kol ribuyhu. The Pasuk says, al kol davar pesha. The word kol is coming to include all types of animals, and therefore the only exceptions are karka, sharos, and avadim. Now there's a Rashi here. I don't think we have to go through this, but Rashi just explains. It's always good, as we come across Tumah V'Tahara, as I always say, good to pick up some details here and there. None of us know Tumah V'Tahara very well, but you pick up some lines here and there. So just look at that Rashi quickly, just a good idea. Rashi writes about Ofos Temeim Lo. How do we know that non-kosher birds are not mitame? The less behe tuma. Kedisa Bechulun Daf Kuf, Yachalte Nivlas Of Tame Mitame Begadim Abes Abliya. One might think a Nivlas Of Tame, if there's a dead non-kosher bird, that it would be metame begadim if a person were to swallow it. Tamalomar nevelu trefa lo yochal. So a nevelu trefa lo yochal letama ba to be metame it. Meaning, when is a person tame? Misha isure mishum bal tochal nevelu trefa. Only an animal that you can't eat because it's a nevela, because you didn't shecht it, or because it might have a trefa. Those isurim are the only things standing in front of you, and if one were to eat it, would be metame a person. However, yotze zeh, to exclude a non-kosher animal, she'en isura mishum bal tochal nevela v'trefa. The reason why I can't eat a non-kosher bird is not because it's a nevela or perhaps it's a trefa, el mishum bal tochal tame, because it's a non-kosher animal. So based on the gzeis ha-kasev, there is no tumah when it comes to a non-kosher bird. Either way, the Gemara says, the word kol riboy, the word kol of kol davar pesha, is a riboy to include even non-kosher animals. So now the Gemara challenges this. This is really true. V'chol heicha dekasev kol riboy hu? Every time in the Torah where the word kol is used, does it really come to include something? V'hogave meiser. When it comes to meiser, dichsiv it says kol, yet kardashin le bechlal prat. So we're trying to say, when it comes to klal prat, if it says the word kol, I miss something?
No.
Okay. Then whenever it says the word kol says we don't apply klal prat. Kol says we override the klal prat. But it says kol in the context of Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni, the lacha is that a person takes his fruits from the year, he has to shove his fruits to the base of Mikdash, to eat in Yushalayim. So if he doesn't want to do that, he could be poda onto money and bring the money up to Yushalayim. Now in Yushalayim, he could buy any food that he wants. So the pasuk says, I'll read it on the side here, it says, ki yiten ish. No, that's not one. You could use that money that you brought to Yerushalayim to anything that you tava that you want, nafshecha. But bakar, uvatzon, uvayayin, v'sheicha, cattle, and sheep, and wine, and beer. Uvachol asher tishalcha, nafshecha, anything that you really desire. V'achalta sham l'fnei Hashem alkecha, v'samachta itcha v'itzecha. That's Meiser Sheni. So this is a klal prado klal, because the first says, v'chol asher tava nafshecha, buy anything you want. But then it says details, bakar, v'tzom, and then it concludes another klal, v'chol asher tishalcha, whatever you want. So that's a klal prado klal. But it also says the word v'chol asher, the word kol. So we see the word kol is used in the pasuk, but yet at the same time, the Gemara is invoking the klal prado klal, even though it says the word kol. So the Gemara asks again, v'chol heicha dekasev kol, it's a riboy hu? V'ha gavi meiser, it says dechsev kol, it says the word kol, like we just said, b'chol nafsh, b'chol asher tava. But yet, Kardashinan Lake, Bechal Uprat, Detani, the Brisa says, Munasata Kesa Bechal Asher Tava Nafshecha Klal. Then it says, Babakar Vaton Vayen Vashechar is a prop. And then it says at the end, Bechal Asher Tishalecha Nafshecha Chazer Klal. It's a Chazer Klal. And we invoke Klal Uprat Uklal, Iata Don Elakina Prat. We only could include things that are similar to the Prat. Mahapra, just like the specifics, Mefurash Pri, Mipri, Vigidule Karkar, there are things that grow from other things. One pre grows from another pre, and it grows from the ground. Rashi says, pre or pre is vlad mi vlad v'gefen mi chartan. Right, one cow comes from another cow from another cow. They could create other additional outgrowths, and it grows from the ground to exclude lemute maim v'melach kumim pichios. Water doesn't grow from the ground. It doesn't grow at all. And mushrooms also don't grow from the ground. They might be yonik from the ground, but they're not gidule karka. So only things that are similar to the prat can be bought with the ma'aser sheni money. So af kol priyumi pri v'gidule karka. So we see from here that we're using klal prat, even though the pasuk says bechol when it comes to ma'aser sheni, which would seem to include all types of items. So we don't say that klal. A kol does not override a klal prat. So Gemara says no. Bechol klala. Kol is a ribayu. It says by ma'aser sheni the letter beis bechol. Bechol is not the same thing as just regular kol. We have a kol davar pesha that comes to include other items. Bichol by Ma'aser Sheni does not include other items. A very, very subtle difference. The other thing Gemara suggests, if Ibai same alternatively, kol klalahu, if I probably should be bichol. Right, is there a change here?
No.
No, kol is really a klal. Kol is really a klal. Kol and bichol are klalim. It really klal prat. But miu kol dahacha, the kol that appears by al kol davar pesha by kefil, is a ribayhu. This is different. Why? Michti, let's understand the pasuk. Ksiv, it's written meikara. Initially, it's written klal upradu klal. Dichsiv ki ten ish el reyehu klal. This is kesev kelim. This is now another pasuk, by the way, not al kol davar pesha. This is a pasuk that also appears in mishpatim. So it says, I read the pasuk on the side. It says ki ten ish el reyehu kesev kelim lishmor. Person gives an item for person to be shomer. V'gunav mi'beis ha'ish, and stolen from his property. Im mimatzei ganav yishalem shnayim. If you find the ganav pays kefil. So this is another pasuk about kefil. So the pasuk says again, dichsiv, reading the Gemara now, ki yitein isha re'eo klal. When a person gives money, anything rather, an object to watch, that's a klal. Any object that's being watched, that's what we're referring to. But then it gives specifics. Klal, rather kesef or kelim, either money or kelim, that's a prat. Then it says lishmor, to watch, with a hadar of a klal, that's a second klal. So we say it's a klal prat or klal. So v'sakadaitach hay al kol davar pesha nami l'chal prat hu dasa. If the other pasuk of al kol davar pesha, which is also about kefil, that's also another klal prat, nichter amane l'hani prati gavi hayach klal prat. So why do we have two separate psukim of klal prats about kefil, and having different pratim listed? One says kesev akelim, other one says shor chamor sev salma. Why do you have two different psukim? It's one of them certainly unnecessary. So I'll call davar pesher lamali. What's the need for that? Shmamina, that I'll call davar pesher is a ribayhu. That's what we're saying. But in general, the word kol and bichol is klal. It's just this exception. Since the whole klal prat is extra, we view it as an additional ribayhu. Now the Gemara says, hashad amris kol ribayhu. Now that we've established that kol, and really our kol davar pesher is really a ribayhu to include everything, so then, kol hani prati lamali. So what's the need for all these different details and specifics, examples that are listed? So, chad lemute karka, like we said yesterday. One is to say karka is not subject to kefil. Chad is to lemute avadim, v'chad lemute sharos. So that's what we learned yesterday. The question is, salma, what's the word salma coming to exclude? Lemute davar she'enu misuyam. Something that that's not defined. What does it mean, misuyam? Says Rashi, the last line of Rashi in the Amud Aleph here, Lemute davar she'enu misuyam, she'en lebailim simin bo shepatu mekefil. Something that has no sign on it, that it's own, that for him to know that's his, that is patu mekefil as well. That's the fourth exclusion from this prat. Al kol aveda, right, that pasuk says also, that was the pasuk of yesterday, I think. It says, right, al kol davar pesha, al shur, al chamar, al se, al sama, al kol davar aveda, al kol aveda, what's that coming to teach me? L'chadarichia bar Abba, damar b'chia bar Abba, amar b'yokhan ha-toein, tainas ganav, b'aveda, mishalim tashlume kefil. Shenemar al kol davar rather, kol aveda asher yemar. So what does it say? Look at Rashi in the top. Rashi says, "Baveda motzi aveda shetori nignava heimani la'acher shematzisa." The guy finds an aveda, picks it up, and then the guy's looking for his lost item. He heard that Reuven picked up the aveda, and Reuven said, "It was stolen from me," but he really kept it for himself. So that's a toin tainas ganav baveda. He has to pay kefil as well for toin tainas ganav as a baal, as a yishomer. So that's what we learn from this klaloprat and all the various details. Okay. Gemara now says in Tamach Gimel Merbeis, I remember when we did this in Yeshiva, a lot of Yeshivas skip this. When you do Meruba, it's a big parak, but you really don't start till later on. These few first daf are very, very technical, all these different limudim. There's not really much to talk about here. So the Gemara, we're just going to obviously go through the Gemara now has further drushes. Tanan Hasan, the Mishnah there tells us, the Mishnah that appears in Masechah Shavuos, Heichan Pikdoni. I give you an object of mine to watch, my Pikadon. I say, now where's my Pikadon? Give it back to me. So Amar Lai, so the Shomer says to me, Avad, it was lost. So I say to the Shomer, Mashbiachani, swear to me that it was lost. Amar Amen, he's Amen, okay? Amen to Yeshua, it was lost from me. Fa'edim, me'edim also, she'achlo. Edim testified that no, that actually the Shomer ate it himself. So he lied, he made a false Shavuah. Mishalim esa Karen, he asked to pay Karen, the $100 that my watch that was stolen. Hold al piatma, but if he admits that he swore falsely, so then Mishalim Karen v'chomesh v'asham. Then he has to pay the $100. He has to pay the penalty of the fifth, another $20, depending on how you evaluate the chomesh. Let's assume $20 for now. And he pays. He has to bring a carbon asham. That's based on the pesukim of Vayikra. Hey, Rashi quotes this whole thing. That when a person that makes a shvuah denying something, but admits to his lie, he has to pay Karen, chomesh, and a carbon asham.
He doesn't admit
he gets up. There's no kefil in that case. Right. That's what we're going to learn from this. There is no kefil if he says it was stolen. If he says it was lost, rather. He says it's lost and he lied.
There's also no
chomesh. There's no chomesh, exactly. Chomesh only when you admit to your shvuah. Heichan pikdoni. Another case, he says, where's my pikadon? Amar lo, the shomer says to him, nignav, it was stolen. So now in this case, he says, mashbiachani, make a shvuah that you did, that it was stolen from you. Amar amen, he says, amen to that. V'ha'edim me'edim also sheganvo, the edim testify that he actually stole it himself. In this case, mishalim tashlum kefil. So toin tainas ganav, that's when you pay a kefil. When you toin tainas avad, there is no kefil for that. Now, if he's hold the bat me'atzma, if he admits that he made a false shvuah, then he's mishalim karen v'chomesh v'ashem. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Shavuah says.
What's the difference between him stealing it and him eating it, like the previous place?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know why it says that stolen versus eaten. Seems like it'd be the same thing. Again, the Mishnah makes a difference. There must be a reason for it, though. Let's just quickly see if anyone picks up on this. Yeah, there's a Tosfos apparently mentioned. There's Tosfos on top here. Look at Tosfos on the top. Ha'edim me'edim oso she'achlo. Achlo nakat. Why did they choose the case of eating it? The Rebusa, he teaches a greater chiddush. The afa pi she'avdo min ha'olam. Even though it's lost from this world, pater min ha'kefel betanez avad. The seifa nakta she'ganvo. The Rebusa, the afa pi she'hu be'en chayv kefel. Kevin she'to in tanez ganav. The extremes. That if it's lost, even though it's no longer in the world, he ate it, he still is pata from kefil. In the case of ganav, even if it's still in the world, I can return it back to him. Here's your object. I'm sorry. It's too late already. You have to pay kefil in those cases. That's what Tosfos says is the chiddush. So either way, from this mission in Shavuos, we learn the following. The Gemara says, the first wide line down, v'katani mi'as, at the end of the line, katani miha. We see from this, b'toin tainas ganav dim mishalim tashlume kefil. If he claims it was stolen and he himself stole it, you pay double. Aval, if you b'toin tainas avad, he claims it was lost from him, lo mishalim tashlume kefil. He does not pay kefil. So if a guy, if a shomer is a chacham, he's a smart liar, he should say avad, then he'll be off the hook always. V'afilu toin tainas ganav b'shvuahu dim mishalim tashlume kefil. Also, when the guy claims it was stolen, he only pays double if he actually took a shvuah. About shalom shvuah, if he refused to take a shvuah, eino mishalim tashlum kefil, he does not take a shvuah at all. Maybe rather, he does not pay kefil if he didn't take a shvuah. So Gemara wants to know, menahani mila, how do you know these cases to be true? In which case, what's our particular question here? About the shvuah or toin tainas ganav? To make sure we have the question correct here. I think all these different halachas. How do we know the halachas of toin tainas ganav that applies to shvuah and toin tainas avad? There is no kefil. So the Gemara says as follows. The Tanur Rabban the Braisa says, Im yimotze aganav. So the pasuk says on the side here, there's two psukim we're going to be darshaning here, one after the next. I'll read both psukim together now. They both appear in Mishpatim. Ki ten ish al areo kasav okalim lishmor vegunav mibes ha'ish, like we saw before. A guy's watching it and it was stolen. Im yimotze ganav, if you find the ganav, yishalim shnayim, that ganav has to pay kefo. If you don't find the ganav, v'nikra bal habayis el helo him, if you bring him to Bezdin to take a shua, im lo shalach yado b'mleches re'eo, if the shomer didn't abuse it, he didn't use the item, so then he gets off the hook if he takes a shua, if you don't find the ganav. So that's the two pesukim we're going to darshan. So Gemara says, im yimotze ha-ganav b'toin tainas ganav ha-kosu medaber. This pasuk says, im yimotze ganav is referring to where the shomer claimed it was stolen from me. So, Ata Omer b'toin tainas ganav. You think it's referring to a shomer who claims gneva. O einu ela b'ganav atzmo. Maybe it refers to the ganav himself. He himself stole it. So Gemara says, kishu Omer im lo yimotze ha-ganav b'toin tainas ganav ha-kosu medaber. No. Certainly from the second half of the pasuk is referring to Toin Tainas Ganav. It's referring to a case where you didn't find the Ganav, and you brought him to Bezdin to take a shua. That means it's a Toin Tainas Ganav. So just like the second pasuk is referring to Toin Tainas Ganav, so to the first case is talking about Toin Tainas Ganav, and we see that you have to pay Mishalim Shnayim, you have to pay double for being Toin Tainas Ganav. Both pasukim are Toin Tainas Ganav, and the Gemara later on will ask, why do you need two pasukim to teach me the same halacha of Toin Tainas Ganav? So that's the source of, again, Toin Tainas Ganav. So then the Gemara says, Tani Idach, another Brisa says, Im Yimotze HaGanav B'Ganav Atzma Kasim Medaber. Now we say that the first Pasuk is referring to the actual Ganav. That if you find the Ganav, he pays double. So Ata Omer B'Ganav Atzma, you're saying this refers to the actual Ganav. Oh, Eino Ela B'Toin Tainas Ganav. Maybe that first Pasuk is referring to the Shomer who's Toin Tainas Ganav. Gemara says, no. Kishu Omer, since it says in the second pasuk, im lo yimotze ganav, hare toin tainas ganav amar. The second pasuk is referring to toin tainas ganav. Ah, so the second pasuk is toin tainas ganav. Ha, mani mekayim, what do I do with the first pasuk of im yimotze ganav? That must be beganav atzma kasa medaber. That's referring to a regular ganav. So right now everybody agrees the second pasuk is toin tainas ganav. It's machlokas if the first one is also a case of toin tainas ganav, or the first case is a regular ganav atzma. So Gemara says, "Dechuli Amma Mias." Everybody is in agreement, though. Im lo yimotze ganav b'toin tainas ganav. Like I just said, everybody agrees that that second pasuk of "im lo yimotze ganav" is clearly referring to toin tainas ganav. My master, how do you know that that second pasuk is toin tainas ganav? So Amma Rava. Rava says, "Im lo yimotze kimash she'emar." If you don't find it, what do you mean you didn't find it? If you didn't find it, like what he claimed gneva. If it didn't turn out the way he claimed, elishu atzmo ganav, but rather he himself stole it. Against what he had claimed that somebody else stole it, then you yishalim shnayim, then you pay two. So that second pasuk, according to all opinions, is toin tainas ganav. Now the Gemara wants to know, how do you know minolon dibishvua? So when a guy, the shomer is toin tainas ganav, he only pays kefil if he himself stole it, if he took a shvua first. He says, I swear someone stole it from me. Turns out he stole it himself, then you pay kefil. How do you know that shvua is necessary to lead a case of toin tainas ganav to kefil? The Gemara says, Desani, the Baraita says, V'nikra bal habayis el ha'elohim, you bring him to Bezdin. Why do you bring him to Bezdin? L'shvua. You bring him to a shvua. If he makes a shvua, only then does he pay kefil for being toin tainas ganav. Ata omer l'shvua, you think to bring him to the Elohim, to bring him to Bezdin means to shvua. Or maybe it means, oh, einu ela ladin. Maybe it means just to take him to court. There's no shvua there. If you bring the guy, the shomer, to Bezdin, that might be enough. If you catch him stealing, maybe that would be enough for him to pay kefil. No. How do you know it refers to dafka shvua? Gemara says, because nemar shlichas yad lemata, v'nemar shlichas yad lemala. In this pasuk, the second pasuk, it says, lo shalach yado. And it says elsewhere, by shomer, shlichas yad. Shlichas yad means that he extended his hand, that he touched it. He touched the item. He used the item. So we're saying mala halon l'shvua, just like later on, when you use the word shlichas yad, it's in the context of a shvua. Afkan toto here, in the context of toin tainas ganav, we have a gzer shava l'shvua. It must be l'shvua. Okay, so that's how we know. What? Okay, so just like shvua sachar, shomer sachar is a shvua, so to here, this shlichas yad is also in the context of a making a shvua. Now the Gemara says, bishma, this all makes sense, l'man damar chad b'ganav, chad b'toin tainas ganav, haynu d'chsev trei kroi, the one who thinks that one pasuk is about ganav himself, and the other one's about toin tainas ganav, that's why we have two different psukim. El al man damer, but the first brisa which taught us damer tervayu b'toin tainas ganav, that both psukim are teaching us that the toin tainas ganav pays kefil trei korlamali. Why do you need two psukim teaching me the same halacha of toin tainas ganav pays kefil? So Amri, the response is chal mute tainas avar. One is to exclude that only a tainas ganav pays, but a tainas over toin tainas avar does not pay kefil. Again, the first one tells us that toin tainas ganav pays kefil, and the second one says and not a toin tainas avad. Fine. So now the Gemara says Ulaman damar chad beganav chad betoin tainas ganav. The brisa that thinks one's referring to an actual ganav and the other one's referring to a toin tainas ganav. Dilom yasei milmute tainas avad munale. Now there's no extra psukim to exclude that toin tainas avad. How does he know that toin tainas avad does not pay kefil? So they learn from miganav haganav. It says with double lashon. Double lashon comes to say a ganav and only a ganav, only a toin tainas ganav pays kefil, as opposed to a toin tainas avad. Ulman damar tevayu b'toin tainas ganav. So the dimiat le toin tainas avad ganav haganav mai. So the one who says the extra word pasuk is excluding toin tainas avad. So what do they do with the words ganav haganav? What's that extra letter teaching me? So it must be teaching us my darish bay. What do they learn from it? So Amr Lacha mi barleit needed lechaderbi achir ba abba Amr b'yochran damar b'chir ba abba Amr b'yochran hatoin tainus ganav b'pigadom mishalim tashume kefil. A guy who's toin tainus ganav pays double, like we've been seeing. Tavachu machar mishalim tashume arba v'chamisha. If he steals it and then he shechs it and he sells it, he pays 4 or 5. Okay. Now the man damar chad b'ganav chad b'toin tainus ganav. Deha ganav haganav afki limutei tainus avod. So then the question is, according to him, if you're still following this, how does he know that they would pay also dalad v'he? Amalcha, hekeshu, there's a hekesh. Vein meshivan al hekesha. What's the hekesh here? Says Rashi, two wide lines down, hekeshu, d'cheven d'smicha l'hadade, hani kray, ishkish ganav v'toyin tainas ganav l'hadade. These psukim of one about ganav asmo and one about toin tainas ganav are juxtaposed to each other, and therefore we make a hekesh, just like Rashi continues, ma ganav, a regular ganav, mishalim tashume arba v'chamisha, im tavachumachar, af, so too, toin tainas ganav, mishalim arba v'chamisha. Okay. So then the Gemara says further, the question, should we go further now? Or should we stop here? What's a good stopping point? We're doing good with time. Should find a good stopping point, 1 second. Let's see. Seems like it goes well into the next stuff.
You remember the Sturgeon tomorrow?
I don't remember. That's the problem. We'll go a little further. Let's see how it goes. Bishmal mandamar. This all makes sense. Mandamar chad beganav vechad betoin tainas ganav shapir. One pasuk is about gonev. One's about toin tainas ganav. Everything makes sense. El mandamar tervayu betoin tainas ganav. Ganav atma minale. If you think that both psukim are about a shomer who claims geneva, how do you know that a real actual ganav ever pays double? There is no source now. And we take this for granted because we know that from growing up, that's the halacha. But what's the source now? There's no available pasuk. V'chitema leisa mikavachomer mitoin tainas ganav. Maybe you could learn from a kavachomer. V'toin tainas atmo, rather v'toin tainas ganav pays kefil, so certainly the actual ganav should pay kefil as well. So then the Gemara says you can't...
So you would know that a ganav pays that only on Balei Chaim. Meaning that there is a pasuk that teaches even without it that a ganav is paying kefil, but only on Balei Chaim.
What the case of Akoda or Peshi is saying? I call the Rapesh is referring to him.
It's not a Shomer. It's not a Shomer. It's a plain God.
It's a plain God. There is a passage for a Ghana, but there is no limud on. There will be limud only on objects, only on Balei Chaim, not on objects.
But what about Salma, though?
That's what. So that's what it's saying, that we wouldn't learn that Salma pays to Sumer Kefa. That's what the Gemara is asking, actually. Not that there is no passage on Ghana, but I think. I'm not sure.
Oh, it's a different pasuk. You're right. Not I call it a pesha. The pasuk is also mishpatim. Im himatze timsa biado hagneva mishur ad chamor ad se chaim shayim mishal. Okay, that's okay. It says down here.
Sure, I just be chayim kefil.
Jake said, no kefa, no shua.
You couldn't learn it from this pasuk because that would be.
Well, the first pasuk could have been available because it doesn't mention shua in the first pasuk. So, but now if you hold that first pasuk is also toin tainas ganav, so we only have the other source, the other pasuk that Ricky just quoted, which of course a ganav pays kefa, but that's only by bali chayim. How do you know by other objects as well? That's how Pnei Shua apparently understands this. So the Gemara says, maybe you're going to learn it from a Kal Vachomer from Toin Tainas Ganav, but then the Gemara says that's not going to work either because Dayo Levo Minadin Lios Kinidon Malhal Meshua Afka Meshua. If you're going to use, as you said, Toin Tainas Ganav as the source of the Kal Vachomer, well then you only apply Kefa by Toin Tainas Ganav when there's a Shua. So to the Ganav Atpo should only have to pay Kefa when there's a Shua as well. So Gemara says Nafkale Miditane de Bechizkia. The Tana of Bechizkia as follows. Yomar, it says, Shur Ugneva Vakol Bechlau. It says in the Pasuk, it's a Pasuk we just read before, right, Shur Chamor and so on. Right, it says, Gneva Hakol Bechlau. Shur Ugneva, that's either Shur or any other stolen object, that's everything. Ilukach, so that's the answer, I think. Right, let's see. Ilukach, Hayis Yomar, Ma Haprat Mefurash Kar the Gavim Mizbeach. So I would think, just like a shur, which is the example given, is something that's brought in the mizbeach, so it's the only other item that are brought in the mizbeach. Ma yesh chalahavi seh. So what are you coming to include from the word gneva? I think to include a seh, shahare seh amur, but seh already is mentioned because it's karavel gavim mizbeach. So ha, ma'ani mikayim gneva. So why does it say gneva in the pasuk as well? Again, the pasuk says, so what's the word gneva coming to include? It must be coming to include rabos kol davar, coming to include every single item, all gneva. So that's how we know that a ganav atzma has to pay kefa on all items. So this is probably a good stopping point. The Gemara is going to continue to analyze Chizkiah's position. We'll do that tomorrow. Okay, fine. Shkoyach.